and P66. And so when we first started the golf tournament about 15 years ago, we raised, in the first year, $8,000. And so within those 15 years, we have grown it to where this year we are projected to raise $700,000 from the golf tournament. So it's pretty incredible, especially for agencies like the YMCA and Mary Martha's who are here with me today, because those funds go to their programs and are able to help them reach more people in our community. So it's a big deal.
Missy, do you have any comment on that fundraising?
Well, we couldn't do it without them, that's for sure. So I'm with Mary Martha Outreach, and we give food and clothing to the community, and without support from United Way, we wouldn't be able to do that, and Walmart Distribution Center. So, and we're able to help other agencies around town as well, such as the YMCA, Boys and Girls Club, Agape Mission, Westside Community Center. So, but it all starts with help from the United Way. So.
Sorry, I almost called you Paige. Victoria, Kenneth, you guys kind of want to talk about what the funds can do for you in the YMCA and what you guys do?
My programs in particular with football and cheer, the United Way does help us fund those programs. Victoria has a couple of aquatic programs that are funded through the United Way.
It really is united together. And as far as the aquatic department, we have the Learn to Swim and we have our Senior Fit, which really include all of our aquatic classes, because seniors, athletes, anyone can really benefit from the water. So with our Learn to Swim program, the kids all get snacks after they swim, which they are very much appreciative about. And then the funding that helps us continue our Senior Fit classes and our aquatic classes is a huge improvement, a huge benefit to our senior population. As I said, athletes, we have people of all ages that come to our classes. So it's a really great benefit and a really great help from United Way.
Do you guys have any other fundraisers coming up other than the golf tournament that you would like to talk about? Or
We do have our Sporting Clays event that is September 29th. You can go online to our website or Facebook to get more information about that. We're going to start pushing that pretty soon. But right now we're working on golf tournament, and then we'll go to the next. So, and we did announce our goal at our kickoff event, and it was also in the B Monthly. And this year we are trying to raise $2.3 million. So.
What was kind of the vision for your goal when you set it at $2.3 million?
Well, our board sets our goal. We look at the needs of all of our agencies, and then we look at the community and see what is reasonable, how much we think we can make, and then from there they decide it. So
What are some of the needs that you guys are seeing that the money will go towards?
I mean, you would have to talk to the agencies about that one.
All right, what do you get? Do you guys have any needs, Kenneth?
No, the United Way doesn't necessarily fund these particular programs. I mean, we're offering a lot to the community. We offer martial arts programs. We just started with some adult sports programs. We're doing adult softball, rec adult basketball, which haven't been in the community. And we're kind of starting those programs. Youth basketball, they don't help us fund that, but because they help us fund the football program, you know, we're able to provide a pretty big youth basketball program. I mean, we serve probably over 400 kids from the community.
Yeah.
When you're talking about partnering, you know, Mary Martha helps us with our before and after school program, helps us with food for our Learn to Swim program. So,
Yeah, exactly. So we, when we submit our request for what type of funding that we may need from the United Way, we just look to see what we're needing to provide to the community. So it's particularly divided up between food, sundries that we give to our clients, and also back to school clothing. We provide back to school clothing for the students of our clients. This year we gave about 700 brand new pairs of jeans, shirts, underwear, socks, and again we give food to get, like you said, for the back to school or for the after school and the Learn to Swim program. So we just basically look at our needs and submit that in, and they approve it, and we allocate it to what our other agencies may need. So
I think as we're seeing expansion and growth all around Bartlesville, our agencies and our community-based services are definitely feeling that growth. In our summer swim lessons specifically, we had 480 participants. That's with the parent, child, pre-K, youth, adult, private lessons. Last year in our Learn to Swim program, we had 474, which that's all second graders. They come in for the week of free swimming lessons. 92 of them got swimsuits, and we had 230 volunteer hours. So that was a big production, and we'll be doing that, starting that again in January. So this fundraising goes into our next year. So we are expanding that. This is our fifth year for the Learn to Swim program. So the first year we had 60 participants, and now we're going to have over 500 with all of our public schools and some surrounding private schools as well. And we're always looking for expansion, different ways to really tie into the safety, not only self-safe safety skills such as a swim, float, swim. So if they get tired, they roll over onto their back and float. And if they jump in, to remain calm, but turn around and grab the wall so they don't panic if they get in too deep. They turn around and grab the wall. Mm-hmm. Also, to help someone else who might be having trouble swimming, it's a reach or throw, don't go. So we do a safety talk before our swimming each day, but then also going to the schools and doing that safety talk and practicing those skills, which is a really all-encompassing, very beneficial program that is definitely helped funded by the United Way.
How long have you guys been partnered together? You and the YMCA?
Mary and Martha joined in 2005, so we're about 13 years now.
That's a long time. And you were talking about expansion. Where else do you see that the Y could expand a little bit, if you have any comment on that?
So overall?
Mm-hmm. Yes, overall. So
the overall direction would be directed by our board and our CEO. But right now we just have, like as Kenneth was mentioning, we have different programs. The before and after school, we kind of worked together starting last year. The city pools, the Learn to Swim program. So we're working with a lot of different agencies. Yeah. Where we go from here is really what the community needs, and we'll address that.
That's a lot of it. You know, we've partnered a lot with the schools for a lot of sports programs and this Learn to Swim. Like we get all the second graders in the district come to our Learn to Swim program, and we're working with the city. We work with the city on the city pools, city field leasing. You know, it's really a collaborative effort, and without that United Way funding, we wouldn't be able to be able to help all the different organizations around Bartlesville.
And I think that's what makes United Way unique, is that when you give to United Way, you don't have to just pick one organization. You can give to the kids at the YMCA, but you can also give to those in need at Mary Martha. And so your dollars are really spread out, and they go further in the community, which I think is a big deal. So, and you can also, when you give, you can designate it to go directly towards an organization too. So if you don't want it to go throughout our 13 partner agencies, you can say, I want it to go directly to Mary Martha, or I want it to go directly to the YMCA. So.
Okay. Talked a little bit to the YMCA about expansion. Mary Martha and with Misty, where do you see that there needs to be some expansion over there with your outreach?
Well, right now we are expanding into an education program for our adult Spanish and English GED. That's kicking off actually tonight is the first night of that. Right now it's located at St. John before the Latin Gate Church, and we are looking at adding in a structure inside Mary Martha to bring that in and in-house. Because that's definitely a need for a GED program. But we're always in need of volunteers and anything that we can get help with. Our client base is growing. We have over 6,700 households in the community within the five counties. Nowata, Washington, Osage County in Oklahoma, and then Chautauqua and Montgomery County in Kansas. So they all come to our location to get food. And each day we're adding many clients. So the need is great. So,
Kind of going back to the golf tournament, how much longer is the golf tournament?
It ends on Friday.
It ends on Friday?
Yes.
And then kind of my final question for you with the golf tournament and just the fundraising overall, how many people do you think you're projected to impact with your fundraising?
Well, so last year throughout all of our fundraising, we served almost 27,000 people in the community. So that's like, I think we got 2 out of 5 families is what we kind of broke down the stats to, which is pretty amazing. I mean, that's your neighbor, that's, you know, the person, your coworker, that's, you know, just everyone in the community because of United Way. They're getting impact. It might not be you directly, but you probably know someone that is, and that touches my heart. So, yeah, and so this year, we hope to serve more, and we're going to try to reach our goal, and I think we can do it, especially with a community like Bartlesville backing us. I think we're really lucky to live in a community like Bartlesville where, I mean, all of our members are very giving, and they're very supportive, and, you know, they want to help those in need, so.
Totally. Do you guys have anything else you'd like to say about the Y or United Way or Mary Martha before I let you go, or... Go ahead. What would you like to say?
So we do have a couple of free events coming up.
Oh, okay.
This Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. In the pool, we have our Water in Motion class. So that's one of our classes that we feature on Monday and Wednesday at 6 to 7. But we have a special event this Saturday, 9 to 10 a.m. You can come to the pool, take the class. It's free and open to the public. So we hope to have a packed pool. Also, November 10th, after the Veterans Day Parade, we're going to have an open house. So we're inviting everyone over for tours, hot dogs. We have a fitness sampler, our spin room, and all of our new spin bikes and our new projector. And we're going to have the ribbon cutting. So it's very exciting.
Oh, that's awesome.
So if you have not come into the Y and seen all of the new equipment, the remodel with the downstairs and the upstairs, all of our new, great, wonderful stuff, those would be perfect times to come in and check it out. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah,
I've heard some great things about the new equipment, so I think everyone should go check it out. I'm going to probably go check it out.
Gosh, I might need to check it out
great.
Now.
Yeah.
I haven't been down there since I was in high school in Bartlesville.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. This Saturday, November 10th, we're having the open house. Either one, great time.
All right, sounds good. Do you guys have anything else you'd like to say, or if not, I can let you go.
I don't think so.
I just
want to add that it is truly a group effort within the community. You know, mm-hmm. It starts with the United Way helping us. So, it's a collaborative event, and just like Veronica said, we are united with all together. So, whenever you're donating to the United Way, you're helping many different communities, the community in many different needs. You know, as far as children and families in need for food. But we're always there. We're always, if people definitely is in need of food, please call us, because that's what we're here for. So.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for coming in this morning. Yeah. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.
It's still pretty early, but it feels like it's noon already.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
No problem. This has been a community connection. Joining me this morning was Victoria Gammon from the Aquatics Director, Kenneth Wilson, the Senior Program Director, Paige Kimry from Marketing with United Way, and Misty Wishaw, the Director with Mary Martha Outreach. It's 69 degrees and cloudy in downtown Bartlesville at 8:46. You're listening to K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same, but while some money managers may